great music, local news, high school sports, real community connection. KLMJ.
Graduation season is here, and many parents are thinking about the perfect car for their soon-to-be grads. Hi, this is Marina Guerrero with First Bank Hampton. We make car buying easy with flexible auto loans and local decisions you can trust. Before you head out to the dealerships, stop in or call us to learn about our competitive rates and personalized financing options. Let us help you get your graduate on the road with confidence. Visit First Bank Hampton today. Congratulations to all our local graduates. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
This afternoon, we are joined by Iowa State Patrol Trooper Jared Arbogast, coming up here around Memorial Day through the end of summer, going into Labor Day, known as the 100 deadliest days of the year. This is where you see an increase in traffic crashes, ultimately traffic deaths, unfortunately. So we're bringing in Jared to talk about this time. Last time we had him in, we were talking about the first time they're doing the full enforcement, the first few months of the hands-free law. That'll be one of the things that'll be covered today as it relates to traffic safety. And Jared, thanks again for stopping by.
Well, thanks for having me.
So Jared, 100 deadliest days of the year. This year it's actually a little bit longer because Memorial Day is early this year, the earliest it can be in May. So kind of talk about this period for drivers, specifically as it relates to that teen drivers, those in high school, those in college as well.
Yeah, this is marks the 100 deadliest days. It's been coined that. Nearly 8 more people a day die in teen-involved crash during this time of year. And like you said, this year it's like 105 days. So it's a little bit longer stretch. Something that to think about is of all the teen fatalities, when you have a third of them during this time of year, it really makes you wonder why that is. And, some of those things are, there's more time behind the wheel. They're not in school. They're out and about and out in the communities and doing stuff like that. So that's one of the reasons why we see that, obviously. And they're just inexperienced, you know.
I was going to say, too, in that they're in the summer, they're going on trips, so with that, we talked about hands-free. They might be on their devices more because it's summertime. We got to show everyone on our social media it's summertime and I'm out and about.
Absolutely. And so, 10 to 15% of the crashes are due to that. But even just when you think about just non-fatality crashes, it's actually like 60% when it comes to teen drivers because of that very thing. They're distracted. And not only is it the phone thing, it's where they have more people in the car with them. And so when you have more passengers, it's a lot easier to get distracted. And that's also why we see, the number of fatalities as well.
And you brought up the backseat passengers because when you're in the front, that dinger is going to go off until both the driver and passenger have their seatbelts on in the back. You say those people are even more susceptible to injuries or even deaths because they rarely put on their seatbelts when they're in the backseat of a vehicle.
Correct. And so sometimes even people forget, in Iowa, if you're under the age of 18, it's the law to wear your seatbelt. And then you're still a teenager when you're, the 18, 19, 20-year-old, but, they just don't think they need to wear it because it's not the law anymore. But we still find that, 60% of the fatalities from the back seat are unbuckled. And the other stat that is, I don't have an actual number on it, but the number of other people that are injured or even front seat drivers that are fatally injured or killed, obviously, is because of the people being not buckled up and they're flying around inside the vehicle.
Again, we're joined by Iowa State Patrol Trooper Jared Arbogast. Again, we're talking about the 100 deadliest days on the road. That is around Memorial Day going through Labor Day weekend, specifically for the teenage drivers out of school or just out of high school into college kids, kind of that age range. We talked about some of the distractions. So in your time as state trooper, you pull over someone, kids on the road, I guess if you respond to an accident, I'm not going to get too specific, but is the handheld device is one of those reasons that you feel when you do respond to a crash during this time of year?
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things where it's been an uptick since, you know, if you look at the statistics for the last 20, 25 years, when we pull the fatalities or even just the crash reports, when we started really tracking it since 2000. Yeah, so it's something that we, you know, do look at a lot more early on in our crash investigation, or even if it's just a minor one, to see what was going on, because it's definitely an uptick. And obviously that's why we, you know, they enacted that law last July, the hands-free law.
And yeah, now we're over 5 months into that. And have you seen any sort of decrease in people using their phones? Because you said you came in early March to talk about the first couple of months, and you said a lot of citations, a lot of warnings, all that. Does that still continue to kind of be at that high number?
Yeah, there's still quite a bit out there. And I think it's just a habit that people need to start to break. And I think they were so used to being able to just hang on to their phone. You know, I drive a fully marked squad car, and it's surprised how many people pull up next to me and they're still holding their phone. And I just think it's a bad habit. And so it's something that needs to, you know, it takes time and they need to focus on it, because it's a very expensive ticket. And, you know, it also affects your driving record because it's a moving violation. So it's something that we're still cracking down on, and we're going to be doing a lot of different projects. Matter of fact, we have one in Bremer County coming up here next week. So in that listening area, if you're listening, that's your warning, because they're definitely going to be out and about. And we'll be doing that in different counties throughout the year.
And I was going to say, here a few months ago, you guys had the display of that car that was involved in a very fast crash that ultimately took the lives of at least one kid here. And you had that Hampton Dumont, so I think it's very important to see that what a high-speed crash can do and how quickly that car being normal to smushed in half. So quite a display to see there. And I think it does speak to the kids. They do look at it and go, oh, I don't want to be a passenger in that type of car.
And that's, I could touch on that real quick too. You know, of all the teen crashes, it's like 28 to 35% involve speed. And, you know, that's one of the things that was just in this area. I haven't had it locally, but if, you know, come this fall, that crash Camaro that we have, that was three teenagers were killed in 2022. It's called the Forever 17 safety display. And so if, you know, anybody would want to have that in their area, I know it was at Humboldt, 3 weeks ago, and was well received. You have to schedule it out in advance because the parents actually come and talk to the kids, and also the investigating recon specialist that did the crash and pieced it all back together. And so it's a pretty interesting presentation, to say the least.
Yeah, and hopefully it speaks to more kids too. So another thing I want to talk to you about, we mentioned this last time as we signed off, but during this time of year, more kids, especially in town, are out walking, whether they're going to the park, going to the swimming pool, what have you. A, they need to be watching how they're walking and watching out for traffic. But B, as a driver, always have that extra caution, because you might be dealing with kids 8, 10 years old that are not used to looking both ways. Just maybe a reminder on that here, Jared.
Yep, absolutely. You know, school's about to get out. Everybody's excited for summer. And, you know, they're crossing the highway to go to the pool, or they're just riding their bike to go here and do this and do that and have a good time, which is, you know, we all wish we could go back to being a kid. I know that. But as drivers, yes, we need to really be making sure we're paying attention, which obviously, you know, that's putting the phone down and paying attention to what we're doing. Just drive.
Again, we're joined by Iowa State Patrol Trooper Jared Arbogast as we talk about, again, the 100 deadliest days of the year. What we mean by that is when traffic deaths do increase, especially for those in the high school, college age range. So be on the lookout for that. Like you said, speeding's a big reason. The use of technology, your phones, tablets, what have you, is another big reason. So just be extra careful during this time. It's a little bit longer period because, again, Memorial Day, the earliest it can be on May 25th. And before I let you go here, Jared, anything else you'd like to add about this time of year?
Yeah, just know that, you know, we're going to be out throughout the summer, you know, starting Memorial Day weekend, a lot of Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau stuff. We're going to be out doing a lot of traffic enforcement. It's always ramped up, it seems like, these 100 days. You've got a few holidays in there, obviously, you know. And so, you know, we're going to be out there using our air wing as well. That seems to be coming along even better than it has in a while. We got a lot of good pilots. And then just remember, buckle up, put the phone down, and always remember, if you're going to go out and have some alcohol, to get a sober driver.
There you go. Good tips to keep in mind as we approach the summer months. And Jared, thanks a lot for joining us once again.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Jared Arbogast for joining us on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the Next Gen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Spring has arrived, and it's the perfect season to refresh your home. Hi, this is Steph McWilliams with First Bank Hampton. Take advantage of our HELOC and home improvement specials, which are designed to help you tackle renovations big or small. With competitive rates, flexible terms, and fast local approvals, you'll be ready to upgrade your kitchen, add a deck, or make that dream space a reality. Don't wait. Stop by or call today to learn how our team can support your next home project. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.